Ah, Christmas time. The season when you and your family gather around the tree, join together in a Christmas carol like this classic.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful. But listen closely. There you are, closing your eyes, swaying to the a cappella version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And a few seconds later, you find yourself engaged in a spontaneous episode of fist pumping. Maybe a family mosh pit, because things are about to get rowdy. And that is how the esteemed punk band Bad Religion does a Christmas carol. The group's newest album is called Christmas Songs. That's exactly what it is. The founders of the band join me now, Greg Graffin from studios at Cornell University and Brett Gurwitz from our studios at NPR West. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
Thank you for having us. Sounds great.
So I'm guessing these are songs, I mean, maybe this is an assumption on my part, that you guys genuinely have a connection to these songs. Did you sing a lot of Christmas carols growing up?
Well, wouldn't it be strange if I said this is the first time I've ever attempted to sing these songs? We sort of joked about it for many years, and finally we put our act together and said, let's finally release this Christmas album we've been talking about.
There's a little humor and irony in doing a Christmas album. I mean, it's like that old standby that, you know, every musician who's been around the block a few times comes out with a Christmas album. This is something that you're doing a little tongue-in-cheek?
Oh, absolutely. The band's name is Bad Religion, and we have a long history of questioning religion and social norms and being skeptics and so forth. So we thought that that would make it a really fun thing to do.
And these are not secular songs, we should point out, though. You could have done, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. These are religious Christmas hymns.
I would disagree. I think that all of these songs are secular. Even though they have their roots in the pulpit or in the church setting, virtually everyone who celebrates Christmas has heard these songs. And so it's not Bad Religion that has made them ironic. It's kind of the secular society that's made Christmas ironic.
So you wouldn't think that Christmas carols would necessarily lend themselves to punk? I want to play your version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Let's take a listen.
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Let mourns and lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
There is this dark element to this arrangement that you tease out in a really interesting way, and that bass line. It's a haunting bass line.
You know, these songs are epic. There's a timelessness about them. And I hear these songs and I just bring an instant smile to my face. And as Greg will tell you, I've always had a sort of a twisted sense of humor. And it was just a lot of fun making these things. It was just like, wait till people hear this. This is hilarious.
Angels, we have heard.
How did you decide what songs to put on there?
When we come to put together a collection of songs like this, we first would ask each other, is this really the kind of song that would lend itself to our sound? And so I think that the ones that we ended up choosing were the ones with some of the more minor melodies, mm-hmm. because we enjoy putting harmonies on punk songs. These songs also lent themselves to great harmonies and great arrangements. And so maybe this is ingrained in my upbringing because I was in school choirs ever since I was in third grade.
There are some really lovely harmonies on here, especially that Hark the Herald Angels Sing we heard at the very top. That's a very tight, lovely produced harmony at the top.
That was the most challenging harmony I've ever sung. Greg arranged that harmony, and I can only attribute it, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but I attribute that to your experience singing in choir as a kid, because those were the most complicated harmonies I've ever sung and the most challenging.
I can't say I'm classically trained in any way, but I do have a propensity to be able to figure out the correct notes to use in harmonies. And sometimes I can hear a choral piece and I can choose the alto or the baritone and I can sing that part all the way through, even without rehearsing it too much.
I want to play another carol that you give a very unique twist to. That is an awesome guitar solo. I will
Brian
never
Baker.
Hear that carol the same way again.
Yeah.
Was there one particular song that the two of you in particular really just loved playing, putting together and arranging and turning into something different?
You know, I think my favorite on there is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I think it's the one that sounds most like a Bad Religion song. It was a lot of fun to do, and I think it came out really, really well. The other one I want to comment on because it just kicked everybody's butt was Little Drummer Boy. That thing is impossible to play. It sounds like it might be easy because it's very
there aren't
sort
that
of,
many notes in that song.
Right, it's a bolero, it's linear, there's not a lot of notes. The timing of it is so confusing if you're playing it on guitar because it's a classical piece. It literally almost drove every guitarist in the band to complete distraction.
Really?
Yeah, to the point where we were in tears on stage. Unbelievable. Only in my tongue, I will play for you
right now. Do you guys celebrate Christmas? What do you do? Do you have family traditions?
Well, my wife Gina loves Christmas, so we do it up. We have an advent calendar. In fact, I opened...
The Bad Religion guy has an advent calendar.
Well, so we do it up. And then we usually go up to the mountains and celebrate Christmas in the snow.
Greg, what do you guys do?
As far as I'm concerned, it's really mostly about the kids. You know, having kids myself, it gave me a chance to continue to buy trains and toys around the holidays because I really like electric trains.
Greg Graffin and Brett Gurewitz of Bad Religion. Their new album is called Christmas Songs. Thank you so much for talking with us, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks a lot. This was a lot of fun. Oh, come.